Hello, this is Pastor Corey Ehrman. You're listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses, encourages, and inspires you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. I want us to go to Galatians chapter 3, and I felt so strongly in my spirit this morning to share on the blessing of Abraham. Let me try it one more time, see how many are excited about hearing the blessing of Abraham. You better get excited because the blessing of Abraham is yours. The blessing of Abraham belongs to you. If you're a child of God, born again, blood bought, blood washed, Holy Ghost filled child of God, then the blessing of Abraham is yours. Galatians chapter 3, hallelujah. Verse 13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Wonderful. Okay, great. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. But don't forget to read 14 because it says, so that. So there's a reason why he redeemed us from the curse of the law. And the outworking of us being redeemed from the curse of the law is that so that the blessing of Abraham might, you know, the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, or basically that word is nations, in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So there's twofold blessing, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the nations, on every person on the planet that is born again, saved in Christ, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now that's very important, the promise of the Spirit through faith, the blessing of Abraham. So we're going to look at the blessing of Abraham, but then I do want to also look at, that's why I was talking about this morning, about living the life that is filled with the Spirit and overflowing. Because I tell you what, unless you live the life that is filled with the Spirit and overflowing with the Spirit, you're not going to be able to step into the fullness of what God has for you. And it's really the fullness of the Spirit of God and all the revelation that comes by the Spirit of God on the inside of you that you begin to discover really what the blessing of Abraham is, and you begin to walk it out in your life. Because this is not something you're going to be able to walk out in the flesh or the intellect. All right? This is something you walk out in the power of the Spirit, that we are empowered to walk in the blessing of Abraham. So what is the blessing of Abraham? Amen. So let's go to Genesis. And I want us to look at chapter 12, when God actually called this man named Abram, whose name later was changed to Abraham. And I'm going to show you something very powerful in that, the changing of the name. So he was Abram, or I'll give you the Hebrew version, Avram, okay? So he was Avram, which means high father. And then he became Avraham, Abraham, Avraham. So actually one letter was added to his name right in the middle. And the letter that was added was the letter H, or the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is five is the number of grace. It's actually, and it's called the breath of God. So God actually breathed into this man his breath, which is the Spirit of God, all right? And his name was actually changed when, even though God had promised it, his name was actually changed when he was 99 years old, and Al Shaddai appeared to him and then said, from now on, you're no longer Avram, you're Avraham. That's why Adam was blessed, because God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and he became a living soul. All right? And so the devil was not necessarily, listen to me now. The devil was not necessarily after the Garden of Eden or the prosperity that they had in the Garden of Eden. The devil was after them having the presence of God. He wanted to get them out of the presence of God. So actually being driven out of the Garden of Eden after the fall, basically, he's being driven out of the presence of God. The enemy wants to keep you out of the presence of God, because he knows that if you're in the presence of God, you are invincible, you're more than a conqueror, you're an overcomer, you'll kick his butt every single time, and he will not be able to take you out when you are full of the Holy Ghost and fire. So he wants to get you in the flesh, he wants to get you in your natural ability, because then he can take you out, because you don't stand a chance against the devil in the flesh. But when you're in the Spirit, the devil doesn't stand a chance against you. Come on, somebody. So he breathed into this man, Avram, Avraham, the breath of God. But look at this right here the blessing of Abraham, the promise of the blessing. Everyone say the promise was made. Right? And then later we see it fulfilled. Genesis chapter 12, now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. So everyone say a land. So that's the first part of the promise or the blessing of Abraham. Land, a land covenant, okay? He's gonna give you, he said, I'm gonna give you a new land, but you're gonna have to leave the land where you're at right now. You're gonna have to leave your father's house because that's your natural inheritance, but I've got a bigger inheritance for you. Can you say amen? That's why the Apostle Paul prays for the church in Ephesians chapter 1. That's why we pray that the eyes of our understanding is enlightened so that we can what? Know and understand what? The glorious riches of his inheritance in the saints. The inheritance that we have in Christ. Hallelujah. So he had to first leave his father's house, his natural inheritance, and then follow the plan and purpose of God and go to the land that God will show him. So he is to be led by the Spirit of God. And then it says, I will make you a great nation. And I will bless you. That means I will breathe upon you. I'll make you fruitful. I'll cause you to multiply. I'll cause you to increase. The Hebrew word is rabba, increase, expand, grow, multiply, prosper, subdue, and have dominion. That's what it means to be blessed. Hallelujah. It's not just something you say when somebody sneezes. Please, don't cheapen the word. The blessing is the most powerful thing we have in our lives. Hallelujah. And how do we access it? We access it by faith. I will bless you. I will make your name great. So a great nation, a great name. Well, I thought we were just supposed to be humble and nobody knows us. If nobody knows us, you make no impact. We are to have an influence. People need to know who you are and what God's called you to do. Obviously, I understand it's not about you. It's about Jesus, but Jesus is going to live through you. People don't know Jesus, but they know you. But they need to know Jesus through you. People just see a religious Jesus. They need to see the real Jesus on the inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul said, it is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. Hallelujah. He lives in you. You're the only Jesus people are going to see. That's why you're called a Christian. Christ-like. You're the only Christ people are going to see. And when Christ is big on the inside of you, when Christ lives on the inside of you, then people are going to see Jesus as he really is. I'm tired of the church showing the world a different and wrong Jesus, a religious Jesus, a fake Jesus. A powerless Jesus, a Jesus who doesn't heal. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. The same Jesus that healed in Bible days is the same Jesus that heals today, but he heals through you because he wants to use your hands. He says, go in my name and lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Huh? You're going to be his hands. You're going to be his feet. You're going to be his mouth. You're going to be the one that casts out devils. You're going to be the one that raises the dead. You're going to be the one that moves mountains. He's on the inside of you. Glory to God. He says, I'll make your name great and you shall be a blessing. Have you noticed people want to get around those that are blessed? People want to follow people who are blessed. When they see success in your life, when they see prosperity in your life, have you noticed how all of a sudden your testimony is magnified? Hallelujah. You follow poverty, you're going to become poverty. You follow prosperity, you're going to become prosperity. Hallelujah. Thank you for those two little tiny claps there. You shall be a blessing. So that means you're going to be blessed to be a blessing. That means the blessing is going to flow through you. That means you're going to be empowered. The empowerment is going to flow through you. You're going to be the blessing for your family. You're going to be the blessing for your neighborhood. You're going to be the blessing for your city. You're going to be the blessing everywhere you go. You're going to be blessed going in. You're going to be blessed coming out. Hallelujah. And even Malachi said, all nations will call you blessed. People are going to see that you're blessed. They're going to call you blessed. They're going to call you blessed. You go, how are you so blessed? Let me tell you all about it. Your testimony is so much more powerful when people see the manifestation of the blessing of God in your life. Well, you don't have to go tell them. They come and ask you, what? I can't understand it, but what is up with you? So land, blessing, great nation, great name. That means God's going to be great and big and mighty on the inside of you. Because we serve a great and a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll bless those who bless you. That means you better bless me. You better bless your brothers and sisters that are blessed. When you bless those who are blessed, guess what comes back to you? Pressed down, shaken together, running over. More blessing. You can't bless somebody who's blessed and not be blessed yourself. So that's why don't be envious of other people's blessing. Rejoice when people are blessed. Hallelujah. I will curse him who curses you. Oh, Lord. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So we can see the blessing of Abraham. And look at verse 4. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. Immediately he went on his way. Immediately he obeyed the voice of the Lord, the word of God, and he got on his way. And of course, for that reason, we find him going through this journey. And then, of course, we find out Abram, you know, when his enemies came against him, he conquered the enemies. Amen. And then, of course, he became, if you read through Genesis, you'll find that Abram became very, very, very prosperous and wealthy in livestock, in herds, in silver and gold. Well, you know, that's just spiritual blessing. Okay, spiritual livestock, spiritual herds, spiritual gold and silver. The man prospered. And he was known as a prosperous man. As a matter of fact, his servants said, the Lord has... If you read the Hebrew, the Lord has loaded my master. And it's interesting that in the Hebrew, the word for glory, which is kavod, is the same word for wealth. It means the weight and the heaviness. When the glory, when God's weight and heaviness comes on you, you're going to get loaded with gold and silver. Come on, somebody. If you don't like it, I'll take your portion. Don't worry about it. We'll put it to good use in the kingdom. What he's saying is basically, the Lord has loaded my master with great wealth. Hallelujah. Loaded. Why are people laughing? They're happy to hear that they can be loaded. Now go to Deuteronomy 28. Later on, as this great nation came out of the bosom of Abraham, the first nation, of course, was the natural Israel, the natural seed. But you must understand, Abraham was also promised a second seed, a spiritual seed. All nations will be blessed through you. He says, I will multiply your seed. It'll be like what? The sand on the seashore. That's the natural. And then stars in the heavens. That's the supernatural. That's the spiritual. So we are now under the new covenant. See, the old covenant was with the nation of Israel. The new covenant is also with the nation of Israel, but the spiritual Israel, which are the Gentile nations. Because under the old covenant, the Gentile nations were outside of the covenant of blessing. But now we have been grafted in. We have been. So what was the curse of the law? The curse of the law was that the nations were excluded. Now the curse of the law has been lifted through Jesus Christ. There is no longer Jew or Gentile. The wall of separation has been taken away, taken out, and now all nations are brought in into the greater covenant, the new covenant. Then through Jesus Christ, every nation, every tribe, every tongue, everyone can hear the gospel, receive the new birth, receive the presence of God, receive the breath of the Almighty. So we are the spiritual Israel. Somebody said, pray for Israel. I do every day. I pray for the church. We are the spiritual Israel. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. We are Abraham's offspring because those who have the faith of Abraham are the seed of Abraham. Amen. And now you have to understand, God made the Abrahamic covenant 430 years before the Mosaic covenant. The Mosaic covenant is done. It's finished. Jesus said it is finished. It was fulfilled and it was expanded. So the Abrahamic covenant actually continues under the New Testament. That's why the blessing of Abraham can come upon all the nations. Amen. If we were to go through this church right now, we have probably at least 25 nations. I would think we have at least 25 nations in this place. We have so many nations represented. Hallelujah. If we were to begin to shout out all the nations, so many nations. That's why I love our church. So many nations, not just one type of nation. We have all different nations. A New Testament church should have all the different nationalities. Should not be exclusive to one nationality. We are an inclusive church. All nations are included. That's our disclaimer of inclusivity. Every tribe, every tongue, every nation. No one is excluded from the covenant of blessing. Come into the blessing. Be blessed. Be blessed coming in. Be blessed going out. And then later, I want to read this because the blessing, the definition of the blessing is expanded here in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey or diligently seek the Lord. Right? He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. God's going to reward your faith. Come on, say this after me. God's going to reward my faith. I have rewards waiting on me. When I obey His voice, I'm rewarded. Hallelujah. God is a rewarder. Hallelujah. He's a rewarder. He's an awesome God. He's a good God. Hallelujah. That's why I hate religion, because it's always accusing God of being some kind of an evil father. People get sick. Oh, God gave you the sickness and disease to teach you a lesson. God wants you poor so you can be humble. And then make no impact, please. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, observe carefully all His commandments, which I command you today. It's going to get really good here today. I don't know how you're all going to handle it. I don't know. I mean, it's about to run. It's about to explode. It's about to get really, really, really good in this place. Hallelujah. I just read the first verse. I don't even know what's going to happen by the time we get to verse 14. Ran la la vacas. That the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Hey! All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, and the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. I mean, sometimes they'll get right in your face and you can smell the stink of their nasty breath, but they shall be defeated right before your face. Hallelujah. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Hey! Seven is the number of completion. That means you will have complete victory. Total victory. Hallelujah. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses. Hallelujah. And in all to which you set your hand to. He will bless you in the land which the Lord God, your Lord God has given you. So let's receive the land the Lord God is giving us. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. For the blessing of land. We receive the land right now you have for our church. The property you have for our church in the name of Jesus. A landmark property in this county that's gonna shake this county so that we can fulfill that which you have for us. Hallelujah. And we receive the land. We receive the land for our businesses, for our families. Hallelujah. The land that you have for us. The land you're giving us. You're giving it to us and now we are receiving it. Come on, say, I receive it by faith. It is mine. I'm taking a hold of my inheritance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can you not rejoice?
Sister, please just keep it down a little bit. You know, don't get too excited.
If we don't shout, the very rocks and stones are gonna cry out. You better praise him. You better rejoice. Come on, if you believe what I'm telling you today, jump up on your feet. Take 10 seconds. Give the Lord a big shout of praise. We are God's people. We are a holy nation. We are a royal priesthood. We are his special people. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself. That means he will establish you. When God establishes you, no man can move you. No devil in hell can move you. Just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord and they shall be afraid of you. Oh, the fear of God is going to come on people when they try to come against you. God will deal with your enemies. You just focus on your calling. You just focus on your mission. God will deal with your enemies. God will deal with your enemies. Don't focus on your enemies. Focus on the Lord. Focus on your victory. God will deal with your enemies. Let God arise and his enemies scatter. Hallelujah. And the Lord will grant you a surplus of prosperity.
Oh my God. Oh my God, did he just say prosperity in church?
Yes, a surplus of prosperity. Hallelujah.
Are you preaching the prosperity gospel?
There is only one gospel. There's only one gospel. And it includes prosperity. The blessing of the Lord I maketh rich. It includes prosperity. There's only one gospel. There's only one gospel. There's no other gospel. There's only one gospel. It's good news. Last time I checked, prosperity is good news. Hallelujah. A surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body. That means also your kids are going to be blessed. Your livestock, your animals are going to be blessed. And of your ground. And in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. And the Lord shall open to you his good treasury of the heavens. We do not operate by the United States Treasury. We operate by the heavenly treasury. And to give the rain of your land in its season. Let it rain. Hallelujah. And to bless the work of your hands. You better put your hand to something because it's going to be blessed. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. That means we're going to do things in cash. We're not going to the banks to get money. We're not going to the money. Money is coming to us. I prophesy and I command the money to come. The money come to us. From the north, the south, east, and the west. And an abundant supply come to God's people in these last days. The righteous shall inherit the earth. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And the Lord shall make you the head. That's authority and not the tail. You shall be above only. And you shall not be beneath if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and are watchful to do them. And you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods and serve them. So I want us to make now a vow of prosperity. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Just say, I promise, Lord, that I will not turn to the left or to the right and to go after other gods, but I will serve you and you only. I'll be one of your righteous. I position myself to be a partaker of the surplus of prosperity. I receive my inheritance now. My inheritance is not to lack, but to have an abundant supply for every good work that you've called me. And everything I put my hands to shall prosper. I thank you, Lord, that you open to me your heavenly treasure and you pour out upon my life a surplus of prosperity. My storehouses shall be filled with plenty. My vats shall overflow with new wine. I shall be blessed. And even others will see that I'm blessed. And I shall become a magnet of favor and blessing. Everywhere I go, I shall have great influence. I shall make great impact in this world in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope that you have been blessed. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, subscribe to our show to receive notifications of our new podcasts. Number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival by clicking on the link in the description or visiting our website, riverwpb.com. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to you joining our next podcast. God bless you.